I was late into work today again, Angel. It's been one of those weeks. So the poll question, the tight-knit brewing poll question of the day is not really a poll question. It's, I want lists. I want names today. Because apparently this is the earth-shattering news that we've all been waiting for. The NFL is allowing players to wear the number zero. So I thought, all right, here's a good opportunity. Go ahead and text in on our First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Give me names of guys that wore the number zero. You're going to see a lot of basketball. I guess baseball? Baseball players wear zero? You know what's weird? You pay attention to numbers until you don't, I guess. Like, I'm thinking about it. Like, who wears number zero? The first name that came to my mind was Gilbert Arenas. And then my mind went blank. Like, Damian Lillard wears number zero. I guess I didn't really think about it until, oh, yeah, he does.
Russell Westbrook wears zero.
Russell Westbrook, that's like one of the bigger names.
Isn't Jason Tatum zero?
Tatum is zero. Damian Lillard is zero.
Georgia's tight end, Darnell Washington.
Zero?
Yep.
Because college does zeros?
College does zeros.
I got one for CSU. And I want local, too, if you can give me locals. Toby McBride wore zero, I believe. See, that's what I don't think about numbers, man. You know, I'm better with the Broncos, I think, with numbers than I am anything else.
Well, I think zero is just one of those that you just don't notice it as much. Or you just like, oh, Damian Lillard, you just know him as Lillard.
It doesn't look weird on an NBA jersey.
Right.
It doesn't bother me.
I don't think it bothers me as on a football jersey either.
I don't think so. Did you hear primetimes like, I don't want anybody wearing zero because
of what he has to earn it or something.
Or does he not want them to be a zero? He's like, you're not a zero.
No, he's saving it so his son can wear zero.
The more I think about it, I was thinking about you, Angel, as I often do.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, this season's going to be fun for us. Because whether they're good or bad, you're going to have fun with this.
Because again, yes.
Yeah, because they're stepping in on your territory. CSU doesn't step on your territory. UNC doesn't step in on your territory. But CU's like in your world right now, coming from Alabama. Those of you that don't know, Angel's an Alabamian. Alabamian.
Yep.
So diehard Alabamian. And now you got this team in Colorado that's getting all the press, more press than any team in the country. And so I was thinking, I was like, this is going to be fun. Because if they're amazing, it's going to be stressful for you.
Stressful.
if they're bad.
You think I get stressed about football?
You get kind of stressed. The Tua stuff stressed you out.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's different. That's defending a person, not a team or an organization.
Well, you're defending an entire world of Alabamians.
Yes, we have a nice house in a very nice neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And now this new guy with all of his money came in and said, I don't like your traditional HOA houses, whatever.
Yep.
I'm building my own house.
Yeah,
it's going to be three stories tall with a 20-foot pool,
blocking
and a basketball
view.
Court.
Yep.
It's loud. There's music going all the time. And I'm over here on the porch sipping my iced tea. Coach Saban and I are talking about golf or something. We look over and said, man, those new neighbors are just, they sure are rowdy.
You're in your little Alabamian rocking chairs.
Oh, yeah.
Those old school rocking chairs that squeak. You know, they don't seem comfortable, but for some reason, people like to sit in them on their porch.
Oh, I love rocking chairs.
That's you right now. Eastside Chris says, Paxton Lynch should have worn zero. Well, Eastside Chris, they didn't allow that.
Number of teams Paxton Lynch has started for more than four games. Zero.
That's probably a zero. Well, I guess he played for Memphis. He probably started more than four games there.
Yeah, but it's Memphis.
Yeah, that's true. So that's what I'm looking for today. And my guy, Kevin Lytle, I put a picture of Damian Lillard on the poll question today, or the poll, whatever it is, and he just wrote Damian Lillard. Thanks for that, Kevin. Thanks for being creative and going out on a limb and coming up with your own. Westbrook, Damian Lillard, Toby McBride, Mike Brohard, thank you for that. Greg Ostertag. Now, I know that
name. That's a name.
Where did he play? Was he a jazzman? I don't know. Was he a jazz? I want to say he played for
he
Utah.
Was.
Okay, good. There
was
I go.
Jazz.
All those years of collecting 90s basketball cards is really paying off for me right now. That kind of useful information is how I got to be here
nice
today.
Flat top hairstyle there.
Amazing flat top. Greg Ostertag. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, that's
creative.
A double zero.
Can it just be, for the sake of this, let's have fun with it, zero and double zero.
Sure.
If there's a zero in it and it's just no other numbers besides zero, that's fine. So I want comments, text, whatever. Let me know, because I want to see how many we actually know out there that wore the number zero. This is a big deal, apparently. Like the NFL, this is one of their big rule changes. We're going to allow players to wear zero. Is that a number? People, I mean, I guess you stand out.
Well, it's a number that you don't really see in sports, because it always usually starts at one and you go up to 99. Are we going to do triple digit numbers soon?
That would look so weird on a football uniform.
Telling me one guy out there doesn't want to be number 100?
It would look so weird. It would make them look wider. I don't want them to look fat.
Well,
How they would look.
I think zero as a number could make you look different. It might make you look a little more round.
Do you like that all numbers don't pertain to position anymore?
Yes.
You like that?
I do.
Like Patrick Surtain wearing number 2 is kind of cool, but I don't want to see a D tackle with a number 2.
No,
that bothers me. A cornerback, I'm cool with like number 2. That's okay for some reason. There's
in
my brain.
I think if you ask any athlete, like, hey, why'd you pick that number? There's usually a story behind it.
No,
or
the
there's
stories
some reason
are cool.
Behind
yeah.
it. And you know, sometimes you feel bad. You know, you've worn this number in high school, in college. You get to the NFL. It's, well, I've always been number 6. Well, my quarterback's wearing 6. I probably can't negotiate with him, so I guess I'll go with 16.
What number did you wear? Well,
wear a number.
You didn't have numbers in track, right? You'd
no,
have the thing they give you, and that's
bibs
just your number
stickers.
For the day.
I have all my bibs still.
Well, I have all my bibs, but those are different bibs.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why I collected them. My mom had them? No, I seriously do not.
If I could have had a number, it would have been 15.
Why?
Just because.
Is that a personal
thing? You
want
the truth?
Yeah.
It's because my first football jersey that I owned as a fan was Tim Tebow.
Was Tebes?
Tebow.
So 15. Okay.
And it just stuck.
That's cool. Mine was 22 in football, and then there was no 22s for basketball, so I had to just find a number. 20, and it was 25.
Oh.
So.
But deuces is cool.
That was cool. I liked the number 22. That was my favorite. That's still my favorite number. 25 has no meaning for me. No. Done that with that. But I just, like, that's a big, numbers are a big deal.
Do you think we'll see a quarterback wearing zero?
Probably. Like Lamar Jackson, probably going to wear zero, because that's going to be the amount of teams he's on next year.
Wow.
Dude, he's tweeting a lot. Do you see his Twitter?
Is he getting frustrated?
I mean, he's tweeting a lot late, too. I mean, there's a lot of activity coming from his Twitter account. Somebody, like, I don't know why this went viral, but somebody commented a picture of him winning a Super Bowl, like Lamar winning a Super Bowl in Madden. It was like, oh, I got a tear to my eye just seeing Lamar do this. And then Lamar, like, retweeted it and said, I dream of this one day, man. And hopefully I can win it and then defend that thing with my life.
Like, what? Like you defended that MVP?
What is he doing? And I love Lamar Jackson. I'm here for it. As soon as he gets on a team, that becomes a zero in on that team. That's going to be a fun, not my second favorite. I don't have that. But a team I'm very interested in seeing. No question.
What frustrates me with this whole Lamar thing is, like, the national narrative is that, oh, nobody thinks Lamar's talented. Like, come on. He's like, no one's saying he's not talented.
It's just not worth all the
risk. We don't
want to
give him all of that money for the way that he plays the game.
Cody text. Cody. Codes. Codes. Is that the Cody Wilson? The Cody Wilson? Is that his number, Angel? Is that him?
Yes.
Is that Denver and Front Range Weather?
That's Cody with a K.
Cody Wilson? One of the most famous guys in the, probably in the, maybe one of the most famous guys in the state right now?
Sure.
Like, you know, and, oh, why can't, you know, the Hansel is so hot right now. That's Cody. Ben Stiller movie. Where the hell's my brain? The model. They're models. Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson.
Oh, Zoolander.
Zoolander. My gosh. That's Cody right now. That Cody's so hot right now. Dude, his weather forecasts are on fire. Nails it.
Every time.
Every time. 60% of the time, he gets it right every time. But love having him on the station. Mike Bibby. That's a name I didn't think I'd hear. Well done, Codes. That was a great job by you. Give me zeros. Eastside Chris, heard this morning Bronny James is considering CU. Maybe LeBron could go back to college as a walk-on and play with his son. Technically, he could. He has eligibility. I guess that could work. I'm looking for zeros today. Twitter's giving me a lot of great stuff here. You got to think about this, man. I mean, I want some local stuff, too. Robert Parrish. How about Robert Parrish? Old-time Boston Celtic. But he was double zero. You said it, Jason Tatum. Did you know that off the top of your head then, Jason Tatum?
No, but I knew he didn't wear, like, I knew he wore a different number that wasn't, like, 10 or something. I knew it was a single-digit number. But I had to make sure, because I'm like, he doesn't wear 3 or, like, 4 or anything. Maybe it's 1, but it's 0.
Dude, when I was in school, in junior high and stuff, in high school, numbers, I, like, knew everybody's number. That was the thing, to know the numbers. And now I'm like, I can watch 82 games of a Nuggets season. What does Christian Brown wear? Does he wear 0? Is that his number?
Yep.
Wow, good for me. Figured nice. That out. Yeah, that's 1. But I struggle with that now. Back then it was like the thing. I could tell you could name Broncos from the late 90s and early 2000s. There's a decent chance I'm going to give you the number. Decent chance. I'm not going to go all in on that. Plus, my brain's still foggy from this crazy cold. But apparently, that's the big deal right now, is getting the number 0. They have allowed teams to get the number 0. The NFL's done a few interesting things on gel this week. Every team's got to play a Thursday night game now, or 2 Thursday night games. I mean... Roger Goodell talks about safety so much, and now you got 2 times a year that you're playing on a Thursday night. That was a big deal. Also allowing players to wear the number 0 is a big deal. They're tabling they're thinking about the onside kick options, but they're tabling that. They're not saying no, but they're not saying yes either, seeing what the XFL has done with everything. So those are just some of the things. What else is going on in the NFL? I mean, with the owner stuff, with the meetings. Any other big ones?
I think I've seen a couple of bids have been put in for the Commanders ownership.
Ah, for a lot of cheese, man. What
was
that?
Lots of money.
What was that number?
$6 billion something.
And what did the Broncos get? What did Walton Penner Group get the Broncos for? Wasn't it 4?
I think so.
Did they get a steal on this? That's looking like a steal, because that's
either
the going rate
right
for...
Either a steal, or we're just resetting the market for NFL teams. Or it's just, hey, the NFL recognizes this is probably the worst run of our organizations, so we're going to charge you the most so you can fix it.
I guess?
Return on investment.
I guess. That'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. Proposed rules. Philadelphia is the one that proposed the 0 rule. The 0 number. So, number 0 as a jersey numeral, allow kickers and punters to use any jersey numeral between 0 and 49 and 90 and 99. Kickers and punters as well. The Chargers proposed make the adjustment of the play clock following an instant replay reversal consistent with other timing rules. Got to get that my brain around that. Is it not consistent?
Does it normally just stop when they're doing a replay and then... Once the replay is over,
I don't know.
The official pushes his hand to run the clock?
Maybe. That maybe whenever they decided to challenge it, does it reset back to the play clock? And maybe they're saying, yeah, it's taking you
so
5, 10 seconds.
If you throw a challenge with like 14 seconds,
right.
It would, once the challenge is over,
you
got to
go back. Okay. I don't mind that.
That could be stressful.
Like where did that time go?
You got to make sure you're on your game and ready to go.
I'll tell you,
as a coach, if I see another coach throw a challenge flag, play clock's at like 13. Okay, let's get our play going. Whatever their decision is, we have to have a play ready.
Yeah, yeah. It would make you think twice about the challenge.
Yep.
Which again slows down the game. Here's a proposal they need to make: when you're reviewing a play, this is all sports. You got to have a clock on that too. this may be why we're both tired of college basketball. I don't know how many times they stopped the damn game to review who it went out on. And I saw it. We all saw it within the first two or three clips. But they just keep going. I'm watching Golden State, New Orleans last night. They're reviewing a charge on Draymond Green. It should have been a technical on Ingram. Like, lifted Green's leg up into the air. Almost split him like a wishbone. They had to go back and review that play. And then they just, nope, side out. It was a charge.
So should we do stoppage time? Like in soccer?
No, no.
Or if you stop to review for, let's say, a total of 2 minutes.
You tack that on.
Say, all right, this game is technically over, but we're going to add 2 more minutes.
No.
Kansas City, continue your drive, please.
That would be hilarious, wouldn't it?
I think it would work better in basketball
rather
than football.
We're adding 2 more minutes. No. Soccer drives me nuts with that.
Well, you add 2 minutes, and then it's a 2-minute warning, and then you have another 2 minutes.
It's supposed to be 90 minutes in soccer, right?
Right.
But it's never 90 minutes.
No.
And now it just keeps going up. And after 90 minutes, the ref's the only one that really knows.
Yes.
None of us know. It could end at any point. We have no freaking idea.
It's a matter of the ref will know when the game is officially over after stoppage time, and it's whenever the ball goes dead, you call it.
That is just bizarre and wild to me. The keeper of the extra minutes.
Maybe you'd rather one person do it or like five with... Oh, I had this time. I didn't start my watch on time. Sorry.
Agree with each other. Somebody just throw it up there and then put it on the clock thing. 5 extra minutes.
I don't know if they have a clock in soccer.
They need to figure it out. Well, we can see a watch of TV.
Well, they have giant, you know, stopwatch thing that they show up.
Yeah.
Soccer's weird.
The soccer's weird, man. That's weird. I don't know. What else? What are some of the other rule changes proposed by Houston? Expand the replay officials' jurisdiction to allow for review on failed fourth down attempts. Oh, so the refs can choose to review that. Like it's a touchdown type deal.
They just need to do what the XFL is doing for reviews.
Don't do them.
That system is
what
amazing. Dean Blandino, I think is his name. He's like their guy, and he sits in a room with another, you know, official. He's got a monitor with like 8 different screens on it. He's got a control panel. And if the refs or if he sees something, he watches every play. If he sees, you know, okay, the ball was fumbled, call on the field, they're communicating with the refs, call was not a fumble, all right, let's look. You see him on the screen looking through all the replays, and then he quickly, all right, no cool, or call was good, continue.
Yeah, let's go.
It is so quick with the XFL and their reviews.
Let's get it going here.
Instead of three guys go look over at this little tiny box on a screen on
the
tripod.
Headphones and
no one basketball. Knows who they're talking to, if they're actually looking at this play.
No.
It's only like a cell phone size screen.
Basketball drives is worse. Because in the NFL, at least, they're listed because they have their review team in New York or whatever. And the refs, no fault of theirs. They're sitting there listening. Basketball, you got two dudes standing in front of the scores table. And they're just watching. They get their headset. Then they take their headset off and tease us. And then they got to talk about it. Would you get that? Did you see what I saw? No, but I saw what you saw, and I saw what he saw.
And they'll watch it one more time. Let's get the clocks
put
and all that
right. Put their headset back on, and then they got to go close up to the camera and explain. It turns out it was off on his fingertips. It was a Black's ball.
I do like when the ref talks to the audience.
When they screw up.
It's like a fourth wall break.
When the NFL refs talk, like Ed Hockley style.
Yes.
They try to go into so much depth. Oh, that's the best. You know, then they try to go into their rule book and try to just tell us what is it? It's pass interference. Because the player was looking up at the ball, squinted, the sun was in his eyes slightly, didn't exactly know where he was. He put his hand out, unknowingly pushing the offensive player to the ground, but still had his right hand up, shielding his eyes from the sun. That doesn't matter. It's still defensive pass interference. It's like, what are we doing here? Good, the bad, the ugly. Let's get to it. The good, the bad, the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. Here's a good story. Talking about rule changes and such. Would we agree that Major League Baseball has nailed it so far with the pitch clock? It has shaved 26 minutes off MLB spring training games. So just throughout spring, Games lasted 2 hours and 35 minutes this spring compared to 3 hours and 1 minute in 2022, as pitchers were given 15 seconds between pitches to throw the ball when the bases were unoccupied and 20 seconds when the runners were on base. God bless them, because I don't know how they're regulating this. I have no freaking idea. But I like it. The bad for me, well, let me say the bad is Lamar Jackson right now. I don't know if it's ugly yet, but Lamar Jackson has been tweeting and tweeting and tweeting and tweeting. It doesn't look good to me. That's a bad look for Lamar. I don't know if it means anything in terms of negotiations, but he's flailing right now. I love Lamar Jackson, but I'm telling him, like, as a big fan of yours, dude, stay silent. Just stay silent. Let the chips fall where they may. I don't agree with this negotiation strategy that he's got going here, but I really don't agree with the constant tweets. It's just, and it's not like they're that bad of tweets. There's just a lot of them. Let's go to the ugly. You enlightened me with this story. We found out that Joel Embiid obviously didn't play the other night against the Nuggets. That's a big deal. He was there, though, and he didn't sit with the team. Nobody knows where he was sitting. That's kind of ugly. But what was the uglier part, Angel, about NBA TV?
So this game was nationally televised on Altitude and NBA TV for the national audience. There was some stuff going around yesterday on Twitter that apparently NBA TV was told not to bring up the MVP conversation revolving Jokic and Embiid. Obviously, Embiid was not on the bench, but they were also told if he was on the bench, you know, not to point the camera at him for reactions or anything like that, just to avoid it all.
Why?
To act like he was never even there.
Why? That's the story. You just don't. You're so caught up in not wanting to talk about Nikola Jokic being the MVP that you have to have a programming meeting before that's like, hey, Joel's not playing. Let's not make that the theme of our broadcast tonight. That's absolutely should be the theme of your broadcast. What are we talking about here?
Because the national media going into it was Embiid has overtaken Jokic, and it's a done deal.
And now Joker's back up.
Yep.
The betting odds favorite is Joker. Let's go. They got a game tomorrow night against the Pelicans, right? Let's go get a triple-double.
TNT.
Zion's not back yet. Zion was sitting on the bench. He was behind the bench, though. He wasn't sitting with the team, but he was
there. He was in
the
huddles.
Yeah,
he's giving
there.
Suggestions.
What's going on with Joel Embiid? Colin Cowherd, love him or hate him, whatever, had this. He basically said, Nikola Jokic is going to win it. He thinks he's going to win it. He said, though, the Sixers made a business decision, and they sacrificed Joel Embiid's MVP shot for the better good of the playoff run. So that game against the Nuggets, again, it's a Western Conference team, but the win totals still matter in terms of seeding. He's basically saying that the Sixers might come out in the long run. The Sixers ain't winning a championship. Not this year.
No, not with Milwaukee and Boston.
No,
right in front
they're not
of them.
Getting past those two teams. There's just no way. Sorry, I'm saying it right now. Text here, and then we'll take a break. Well, County Swami says, I agree with Angel. The XFL review is awesome, but it only works because there's only one game going at a time. Is there only one game going at a time?
Yes.
I mean, I guess there's only eight. What is there, eight teams?
Yes.
So it kind of makes sense.
Time. But, I mean, I think I've seen Dean at two different games in the same day. So unless there's a clone of Dean Blandino out there.
He's omnipresent.
He is able to be in multiple places at once.
He is. Well, there you go. 29 minutes after the hour. Name a player that wore the number zero. I'm really looking here. I want local names. I want Greg Ostertag. Ryan, my guy Ryan hit us up with that. Greg Ostertag. That's the text of the day so far. Give me something unique. 11:30 the time. We'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's a new ad in town. Hear the blue and gold spring football game on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. I mean, just talking about these rule changes is interesting. each and every year. Okay, we're going to get Cody on here in a minute. Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com. I tell you what, we need to take a break here. Give me number zero. We went way too long in that last break, but we got a lot to get to today. We're going to talk about more on the NFL rule changes, the NBA and the bias again toward Nikola Jokic, the MVP race and everything there. The Rockies are going at it tomorrow, and you guys are firing up the bus? Is that right?
Yep, it's getting its final touches this afternoon in the shop. Fresh coat of paint, some air in the tires. Be ready to roll.
And you're going all in on this.
Yeah, off to San Diego for a quick four games. And I think the Dodgers, and then we're back home.
Tanner said he wants them to lose the first series. Reverse psychology.
What?
Because they always win early, and then people that don't really follow the Rockies are like, ah, it's time! World Series, here we go! And then April comes and goes, and it's like, oh, is it football season yet? So maybe they need to lose early just to
but
keep
then
people
that ruins
down.
All the excitement.
We at least want like 3 weeks of excitement for the Rockies. At least. Come on, give us that. 36 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
There's the intro music for Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com, our Wyoming Cowboys insider. He just takes a big old sip of his water, spews it up in the air, storms into the mat, and he's ready to go. Cody, my man, how are you this morning?
You know, I did just put in a fat chew and sitting here just doing Wyoming stuff. It's pretty great.
What is Wyoming stuff? What, like, are you like sports stuff or Wyoming stuff? What are we doing, Cody?
A little bit of both. And you know what? People would freak if they knew this. I actually don't hunt or fish or care to ever do so. I don't own a gun. But I do Wyoming stuff like drinking copious amounts of Coors Original, taking fat chews, watching Wyoming highlights. Yeah, you know.
Not a hunter. I mean, I'm an Eastern Colorado kid, Cody, and I believe it or not, yeah, I'm not a hunter or any of that stuff either. I always joke with my wife. She's like, I've been doing stuff around the house all day. I'm like, I am the hunter of the family. I'm out catching elk and moose. She's like, last time you hunted was you shot like a rabbit or something. So I'm with you, man. I'm not much of it either.
Hunting's during football season, so that would never happen.
That's
in the first
true. Thing. And see, you got a good excuse. I'm just not good at it and scared. Cody, what is going on over there, man? Obviously, we know the transfer portal. You and I talked a little bit last week about it with Jeff Linder. How's he doing with everything these days? And I know it was a really rough week for him last week with his dad's funeral. And everything, and then of course, not that this is even close to more important, but NIL world, we're all in it now, losing Graham EK. What's the status right now with Wyoming basketball?
You know what, Brady, we haven't talked to Jeff Linder yet. I believe I don't think he's going to talk until signing day, which I believe is April 12th. But I will tell you, I've been talking to a source inside the basketball program, and you know, of course, everybody out here thinks the sky is falling, and I'd say we have every reason to think that. They did just land their first recruit of the 2023-24 cycle the other day in Kobe Newton, a guard out of Fullerton College in California. But, you know, they told me that, hey, you know, straight up, we needed a reboot. And they say they're very confident that they're going to get things done, and they're actually energized and excited over there. They just hired a new assistant coach and Nick Whitmore to replace Sundance Wick, so they're starting to, you know, put some pieces together and starting to see this thing come to fruition a little bit. I was told they're on about 40 or 50 transfers and JUCO guys and about 10 to 15 high school guys. So I think that's what they're doing right now. Brady's just putting their nose to the grindstone and bringing in the next crop. What else can you do?
I mean, it's all you can do, right? What's the NIL situation in Wyoming, Cody? We haven't talked a lot about that. But again, I'm seeing lists every day. I just saw an update on the top 10 NIL earners in the country. It's absolutely insane. CSU's trying to get going there. I don't, you know, CU's obviously in that mix. What's going on with Wyoming? Is the NIL thing at the top of their minds as far as what they can, you know, outside of the community can start working on?
You know, I think they're trying and they're kicking it around and all that. And the school's hired somebody to look after that stuff. They hired her about a year ago. Not much though. Not much. But if you think about it, man, if there's a guy like Josh Allen who's here, he's on billboards, he's driving a car, brand new truck, that kind of stuff. But those kind of guys don't come around very often, and I think we're the least populated state in the country, and I think loyalty, though, is not really a thing anymore, and I wish people would stop thinking it is, and it ever will be. Loyalty is so big that I'd be half worried if, that's kind of scaring some of the boosters off that these guys are leaving all the time. Mm. And I don't think they're enjoying that at all. But I know as of right now, it's nothing crazy. The Brown and Gold outlet has done a great job getting some NIL deals. And I know Graham BK had really ruffled some feathers around here. He did a deal here in Cheyenne at an elementary school last week for the Boys and Girls Club of Wyoming. And then, which was an NIL deal. And 2 days later, he was in the transfer portal.
Reminds me of Mel Tucker almost with what happened with CU. It's like, I'm doing this a big event. I love you guys. I'm on a plane to Michigan State. So, I mean, that's the nature of the beast now. It's absolutely insane. And the question I have too, like with Jeff Linder or Craig Bohl, any of these guys, don't you think the leash has got to be longer now for coaches? Because you're dealing with stuff that none of us can control. I mean, we're seeing guys from Arizona leave their schools. So don't you think, like, the pressure to win now, does that dissolve a little bit with a guy like Jeff Linder? It's like, dude, now we're going to give you plenty of time to rebuild because this is stuff none of us can control.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great point, Brady, but I also think you need to look into why these guys are leaving.
True,
And we talked about it last week on the show. He was a tough hombre this year, and we talked about it, that players have control now, and they don't have to put up with it. So I'm sure they've had internal talks with the athletic director and stuff, and I know in a release statement, Linder said he's going to embrace change, and like we talked about, Craig Bohl absolutely put his money where his mouth was and embraced change. And, you got to have those relationships and you got to develop them. Now, if you're really good and you just get poached and you lose a ton of guys, your leash has got to be extremely long. But if they're leaving because you're a tyrant, that's a whole new ballgame.
It's just it's insane to me. You know, again, where we are right now compared to where we were a year ago. Can they keep him? Uh-huh. You know, can they hang on? Well, clearly he did something right. He got all these guys there, all these studs. But you can't compete with the transfer portal and NIL anymore. And maybe 4 years ago, guys are like, yeah, Jeff Linder's tough. He coaches hard, but he's getting the best out of me. Well, now when you start throwing out, oh, I've got options, though. I don't have to deal with this. What I think is going to happen, Cody, is at some point we're going to see stories of the negative, where guys are going to schools, and they were starting for Wyoming, but they're going elsewhere, and they just drift off into the abyss. And then I think players are going to have to start paying attention to that now, where the grass really isn't always greener.
Yeah, well, and there's a perfect example of that right now. Marcus Williams, who was the freshman of the year in the Mountain West at Wyoming, he left for Texas A&M. Don't know what happened to Texas A&M, but then he ended up at San Francisco. Last year, when the Cowboys made it to the NCAA tournament to the first or the final or the first four game, they bumped off Texas A&M. And I reached out to Marcus Williams and just said, "Hey, man, miss you around here. Really good kid." And he goes, "Yeah, I miss being there too." And from what I've heard from sources, there were some conversations about the possibility of Marcus kicking the tires on Laramie again, and he did miss it. And I think he realized pretty quick that he maybe made a mistake. Hmm. So now he's on his third school and not even starting at San Francisco. So, it's the risk you take. And Jeremiah Oden has already been picked up. Ethan Anderson's been picked up. Ethan's going to Pepperdine. I wouldn't say that's less than a lateral move. And J.O.'s going to DePaul. So nice move. Graham E.K. is going to go somewhere huge, no doubt about it. Don't know where yet. But the other guys, I mean, it's very much a crapshoot that they might not even be on the team.
Well, and the other thing, too, like with Graham E.K., you're looking at what San Diego State's doing right now. I mean, they're in the Final Four, and it's a Mountain West team. And so you have it right here. If you dominate in the Mountain West, I mean, you have a really not an easy road. I mean, the Mountain West was really difficult this year. I get that. But you look at it and go, man, all we got to do is be a top team in this conference. And San Diego State's shown us the way now. So hopefully that's also another message to some of these conference players.
Yeah, I know the road is definitely not easy. But you can get to where you want to go at the University of Wyoming. I think they've proved it, especially on the football side of things, that, right now they have 10 NFL guys, only second to Boise State. So you can get to that level, not to mention now with the college football playoff expanding. I mean, it's not likely, but there is the chance you run the table, you get in that sucker, you pull off some upsets, you never know. And with college basketball, I mean, it's even more wide open. You can I know it sounds insane. You can win a national championship at the University of Wyoming or Colorado State University, and that's what I love about this Final Four field right now.
Yeah, it does. I mean, love it or hate it, it's crazy. It's all over the place, Cinderella stories, all that stuff. But you're right. That's a clear message that says you can absolutely do the unthinkable in the Mountain West Conference. Cody, what's the spring football situation look like for the Cowboys? Is it they have closed practices, is that right?
They sure do, and that's why I don't tell anybody. I texted you yesterday to ask if I could go watch CSU football practice with you. But
will they allow you in? What happens when you – I've seen you at CSU games, though. I've seen when Wyoming's there. And, you know, people are nice to you. Your skin doesn't burn or anything. Everything's pretty good.
Well, I got to put on this fake professional crap persona, and I'm not good at it. But hey, no, we can't watch anything. Craig Bull locks it down. Very top secret stuff, you know, going on behind those walls. So we don't get to watch anything. Occasionally they'll let us watch 15 minutes of stretching. But it is cool. I can't complain, man. Unlike when I covered Michigan State, not only did they not let you watch stuff, they'd bring on like five guys and, you know, 50 reporters would get in a scrum with one dude. Here you can ask for whoever you want, and they give you one-on-one time with them every single Tuesday and Thursday. So I definitely can't complain.
Well, and I'll be honest, I go out to practice and then I have to bust out. I don't even get to talk to people because I got to get on for the show. But I mean, people are asking me like, Brady, how are they looking out there? I'm like, they were in sweats and they threw it and the guy caught it and they looked fast. I mean, that's all I can tell people. So it's not like we're gaining that much by actually being out there.
No, and there's some guys, like the Cowboys have a four-star offensive tackle named Deshaun Woods, and, you know, he was originally committed to Missouri, and, I mean, he had offers from LSU and Tennessee and Texas A&M and Florida and the whole shebang. So, yeah, I mean, would I like to go watch him and really focus in on that dude during practice? Absolutely. Would I love to be able to tell Wyoming fans, yeah, Andrew Peasley looks really good. He's really on target. Yeah, and that's just something we got to take coach's word for at this point.
Yeah. Well, Cody, I mean, I'm going to be out there. I'm going out tomorrow. Hopefully it's warmer. I'm going out Monday. I'm planning to anyway. So maybe we'll see you out there, an appearance by Cody Tucker.
Yeah. I might go on Monday and say hi to Jay Norvell. I heard it was his birthday yesterday, too. He's one of the good ones, man. Really good guy.
Well, and I got to say, all kidding aside, I see this on Twitter. People, they hate you because they're supposed to from CSU, but I actually think they really respect what you do. I've actually had a lot of comments that are like, we love having Cody on, man. I mean, it's great insight. It's good stuff. So it's fun, but at the same time, man, you're welcome there. I don't think Jay Norvell's going to call you out in front of everybody across the field. Nothing like that.
Well, it'll be really weird when I'm there and I'm wearing black sunglasses and, you know, I have my phone up the whole time and I don't ask any questions and just scamper out of there.
And you're filming all of the practice and you're getting all the plays, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. You're the inside man. Cody, appreciate it. Well, Monday, maybe we'll grab a Coors Light. Well, Coors Original. Is it Coors Original or Coors Light?
Original.
Okay.
I didn't get this obviously. Sexy drinking light beer for you.
Well, Coors Original on me. We'll make it happen. It'll be early in the morning, but it doesn't matter, man. It's Colorado. Their brewery's open at like 6 in the morning here. So.
Well, and that's what I'm talking about when I say Wyoming things, drinking beer in the morning.
I love it, man. Wyoming things is just turning into the things, Brady things, I think, actually. So.
Yeah.
All right, dude. I know you got a busy day ahead of you. Appreciate you as always. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com, doing Wyoming things. I love that. Cody's a good dude. 11:51 the time. Let's take a quick break. I'm looking for players that wore the number zero. Go ahead and shoot us a text on our First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
It's kind of a fitting song for how fast this hour has moved. Time slipping. Bruce Dick, who I love him and hate him so much right now. He's going to be attending the Final Four games. He sent me a picture. It's awesome. He just commented on our poll question. Adam Ottavino, did he wear zero?
Yeah, I think he did.
Golly, man. I'm terrible with this stuff. I just don't think about it. Shoot us a text or tweet or a Facebook post, whatever. Let us know. Players that wore the number zero. I want to hear it from you. Cody Tucker, great stuff from him. I don't know how you do it. I'll read this on the other side. NCAA President Charlie Baker made a statement about today, about the NIL stuff. They had a hearing today with the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Hey, I don't know. What is that? They discussed the status of name, image, and likeness rights for more than 500,000 student athletes. We'll tell you what he said, the statement that went into it, all of that coming up next. We got the Lunch Rush. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, going to join us. He'll give us an update from spring football with the Colorado Buffaloes as they roll on. There's new sound bites every single day from primetime. Get your quote books out, because every day, man, there's something new. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.